Greetings, placebo mages. Today, instead of a regular episode, I have a little DVD extra for you, an overview of mindfulness meditation. This is actually a podcast episode that I created for my job, where I work for the district library managing a theater. Our library's programming director started a podcast while the library branches and the theater were closed for COVID-19, so I decided to contribute an episode all about mindfulness. It occurred to me that I've never actually done a basic overview of mindfulness meditation for the Placebo Magic podcast, so I'm sharing this content here as a little bonus for all you placebo mages out there. For the purposes of the Patreon campaign, this doesn't count as a regular episode, so Patreon backers won't be charged for this, since I actually got paid by the hour to create this for my job. Anyway, enjoy this bit of bonus content. Hello there, Presqu'ile County. This is your friendly neighborhood theater manager, Gary, but today I'm here with a virtual library program all about mindfulness meditation. I'm not an expert nor a trained mindfulness teacher, but I've been practicing for about 5 years and I'd like to share it with others. Like Yoda says,
pass on what you have learned.
With the coronavirus and all the anxiety and loneliness that came with it, our nation has experienced an unprecedented crisis of mental health. And in making this podcast, I hope to do my part to make my community more resilient to these kinds of stresses in the future. This podcast will be an overview explanation of mindfulness meditation, but at the end we'll also have a brief guided meditation. So let's start by asking, what is mindfulness? In the simplest terms, all mindfulness is paying attention to what you're doing while you're doing it. If you're driving, you just focus on driving safely, not talking to someone or looking at your phone or thinking about work or listening to the radio. If you're washing dishes, you just focus on washing the dishes. If you're walking, just focus on taking a walk. It's about being in the here and now, living in your body, rather than being distracted or lost in thought. Mindfulness is easy to develop, but it has unbelievable benefits. It enhances happiness, self-control, attention span, insight, and discernment. It reduces stress and thus also improves your physical health by boosting your immune system, improving sleep, reducing accidents, and making it easier to make healthy choices. So how do you build more mindfulness? Practice. Most often, this takes the form of mindfulness meditation. In meditation, you sit in a peaceful location free from distractions and focus on one thing, such as your breath, letting go of other thoughts. Practicing in a serene location builds this basic ability to focus on the present, so that when we're out and about in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we're able to remain balanced and make choices that we feel good about later. Just like in sports or music or community theater, the purpose of practicing is to prepare you for the main event. With mindfulness, the main event is daily life. Meditation is just the rehearsal. Mindfulness practice can be incorporated into whatever spiritual tradition you may be involved with. Search the internet for Christian mindfulness meditation, Islamic mindfulness meditation, Hindu mindfulness meditation, or insert whatever your tradition may be, and you'll find helpful results. Any atheists or agnostics out there can also rest easy knowing that the scientific evidence proving the benefits of mindfulness is abundant and robust. There are many resources for mindfulness practice that come from a science-based perspective. If you happen to be a Jedi Padawan, you could check out the mindfulness book Be More Yoda, available at our Rogers City Library branch at the time of recording. The more practiced you become at mindfulness, the more easily and automatically you can become mindful and calm in stressful situations. I'd like to go over a number of different ways to meditate. These are just a few examples, but they illustrate how wide a variety there can be. The simplest form of meditation is sitting meditation. Sit in a chair with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Rest your hands on your thighs. Close your eyes and focus on your in-breath and your out-breath. Take slow, deep breaths through your nose. Feel the sensation of air moving through your nostrils. Different thoughts and anxieties will pop up. Don't judge yourself for being distractible, and don't suppress your thoughts. It's not a game of whack-a-mole. The idea is to become an impartial, non-judgmental observer of your thoughts and feelings. Notice a thought or an emotion or an impulse arising. Acknowledge it kindly, then say goodbye to it, just as if you were sitting on a park bench and someone jogged past you. Perhaps you can see how mindfulness meditation makes it easier to make good choices. Between feeling an impulse and acting on it, you discover a moment when you can choose for yourself what to do. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to create inner silence whenever you need some. Whether you practice for 30 seconds a day or 30 minutes a day, you'll notice that it gets easier and easier over time. I'd recommend starting a timer for 5 minutes. Promise yourself that you can worry and fidget as much as you want after those 5 minutes are up. Then keep that promise. For folks who have a really hard time stopping and standing still, walking meditation might be an easier entry point. Take a walk, ideally in a natural setting like the beach or a trail through the woods, and focus on the sensation of your feet against the ground. Walk slowly, rhythmically, and synchronize your footsteps with your breathing. You might find that it takes 4 slow steps for 1 deep in-breath and 3 slow steps for the out-breath. Find whatever rhythm feels comfortable. Just like with sitting meditation or all other forms of mindfulness meditation, when thoughts arise, acknowledge them warmly and then let them go. Likewise, when you notice a beautiful flower or a bird, acknowledge it warmly and let it go. Don't worry about taking pictures. Don't worry about your Instagram followers. Don't worry about any of that. When you get the hang of walking meditation, you can start to integrate it into your routine. When you walk to work or walk your dog, or when you're walking through an airport or a grocery store. While taking very slow steps is a great starting point, many people like doing a faster form of walking meditation, which allows you to get some good cardio in at the same time. Another form of mindfulness meditation that I like is called a body scan, which involves doing a slow mental check-in with your body. Lay down on your bed, a yoga mat, soft grass, or another comfortable surface. Lay on your back with your arms at your sides, eyes closed. Spend a minute or two relaxing all of your muscles and breathing deeply. Then, spend 3 deep breaths focusing on the top of your head. On each in-breath, listen to that part of your body. Focus on whatever sensations you feel there. On each out-breath, send your thanks to that part of your body for helping to take care of you. After 3 deep breaths, shift your focus to your eyes and take another 3 deep breaths. On the in-breaths, focus on how your eyes feel. On the out-breaths, send some gratitude to your eyes for everything they do to take care of you day after day. In this way, you can work through your whole body, focusing on different parts. In addition to the usual benefits of mindfulness, this exercise helps you to notice warning signs in your body sooner than you might otherwise. For instance, it would help you to notice right away if your back hurts from hunching over too long. When you do this exercise regularly, it helps you to remember to take care of each part of your body. And it helps you to feel grateful for things most of us take for granted: eyesight, hearing, legs, fingers, kidneys, lungs. With everything happening in the news this year, 2020, there's never been a better time to notice and appreciate how good it feels to be able to breathe freely. The 4th and last form of mindfulness meditation that I want to talk about today is my personal favorite and my go-to practice for the last 5 years. I call it mindfulness of coffee. Every morning when you drink your coffee, just drink your coffee. Don't worry about the upcoming day. Don't browse social media or the newspaper. Don't watch TV. Don't talk. Just drink your coffee. Give it your undivided attention. Carve out a half an hour of quality time with 1 mug of coffee. I like to focus on the flavor and watch the steam. I have a special mug that I bought from a ceramicist. It has an interesting texture, so I like to graze my fingertips over the texture and feel the heat of the coffee within. It has interesting artwork, owls and crows and branches and a full moon, so I like to study the lines and shapes, not thinking about anything. It's a wonderful way to set the tone for the day, because by spending a half an hour of quality time with my coffee, I'm actually spending half an hour of quality time with myself. I like to practice mindfulness of coffee with my first cup of coffee each morning, and then during my second cup, I shift gears and either read or open up my planner and strategize about the day. Many people would like to meditate, but can't seem to find the time. But even 5 minutes a day can make a huge difference, and because it improves your ability to focus, it actually pays dividends by saving you more time as you go about your day. But if you're still struggling to find the time, you can actually combine mindfulness meditation with many other activities. With a little bit of practice of mindfulness under your belt, you'll develop an intuitive sense of what it's supposed to feel like, and from there, you can easily combine mindfulness meditation with yoga, hiking, cycling, swimming, kayaking, birdwatching, drawing, photography, music, gardening, or almost any other hobby or exercise. You can easily combine mindfulness meditation with household chores like washing dishes or cooking or folding laundry. You can find all kinds of ways to integrate mindfulness practice with your job. For instance, if you use the phone or email a lot for work, you might take 3 deep breaths before you dial a phone number or click send on a message. This will improve the quality of your communication. You can practice while standing in line at the grocery store, while using the bathroom, while chewing your food, or while taking a shower. It's not easy, but if you're very intentional about it, you can even practice a bit while browsing the web or watching TV. I used to carefully observe my breathing while watching The X-Files, and I actually gained a lot of understanding of fear in the process. Sometimes when I'm browsing social media, I like to slow down and really observe how my body reacts to a post before I click on one of the reaction buttons. For beginners or on a stressful day, a guided meditation can help a lot. You might consider a class or a retreat, but before you do that, start with a free audio meditation. There are a number of popular mobile apps for this purpose, such as Headspace or Calm, and there are dozens of free podcasts offering guided audio meditations. As for this podcast, I'd like to end with a short guided meditation. Are you ready? Sit on a chair with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed, feet flat on the floor. Rest your hands on the middle of your thighs, palms down. Close your eyes. Relax the muscles in your face. Form a relaxed half smile. Take a deep breath in. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Feel the air moving through your nostrils. Notice how it feels to breathe. Is your breathing free, or is it constricted in any way? Feel the air in the room against your skin. Is it warm, or cool, or neutral? Is the air still, or can you feel a draft? Your thoughts can wait a few minutes. Your feelings can wait a few minutes. Give them your calm half smile and let them pass. The only important thing right now is being here, breathing. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Open your eyes. Slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. Stand up. Stretch your arms out. Now carry this mindfulness with you throughout your day.